Mercury presents All Gas and Gators. The Bishop Beats the System. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, John Barron, and Jonathan Cecil, with this week's special guest, Derek Giler, as the Verger. In the Lady Chapel of St. Ogg's Cathedral stands the tomb of the blessed Bishop Ogg himself. As befits the last resting place of the founder, the tomb is surrounded by a high spiked railing with a massive gate and is the chief showpiece of the cathedral, as the vergers are quick to point out to modern pilgrims.
Come this way, ladies and gentlemen, come this way. And here we have the Lady Chapel, built in 1270 in the early English style. We make no extra charge for seeing the Lady Chapel, ladies and gentlemen, but may I draw your attention to this collecting box. Now, this is for the Dean's new security system, which has just been installed. Now, if you just put your contributions in this box... Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, madam. Thank you. Thank you. And here... Thank you, sir. And here we have the tomb of the founder himself, the blessed Bishop Ogg, 1213 to 1280.
I say, I must just get a picture of this if that's...
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. No photographs in the cathedral.
Oh, but surely... Just...
Unless you pay a special fee to the dean.
Oh, well, of course.
3 guineas.
Oh, I changed my mind.
As you please, sir. You'll see the enlarged colored postcards by the west door, sir. 50 pence each.
Now, above the tomb may be seen the saint's cloak.
This cloak has hung there for 700 years. It has only been taken down once on the occasion of the 600 years celebration in 1884, when it was worn in a pageant depicting scenes of the saint's life in costumes especially hired for the occasion. Since Bishop Ogg, there have been 50 bishops of this see, the 51st holder of the office being the present bishop, the Right Reverend Dr. Cuthbert Heber, D.D. Incidentally, Dr. Heber is engaged in building a home for the clergy widows of the diocese. A collecting box for this scheme will be found by the west door. Now, ladies and gentlemen, would you please follow me into the crypt? There is an additional charge of 10 new pence. I would be obliged if you would just have the correct money.
Is that the Gazette? May I speak to the editor, the Bishop of St. Ogg's? Oh, Mr. Hutton. Mr. Hutton, I wonder if you can help me. We've run into a little difficulty over the building of Hever House. The clergy widow's home. Yes. Well, people are being rather slow in subscribing, and we need £2,000. I can assure you a barrage of prayer is going up from every church in the diocese. Well, I thought, you see, perhaps you could just mention it in your newspaper. It might quicken the response.
Oh, I see.
Well, if the lady doesn't give birth to her triplets today, perhaps you could find space in tomorrow morning's edition. What, you let me know? Oh, thank you, thank you. Goodbye.
I'm back, my lord.
Ah, there you are, Newt. How did you get on with Lady Hawley?
Oh, she was very kind, my lord.
Really? What did she give you?
A cup of tea and a nice piece of chocolate cake.
Oh, I meant money, Newt. How much money did she give you?
Money? Oh, well, that was rather different.
Somehow it always is. Did you explain the situation?
Oh, yes, my lord. I said the builder was threatening to walk out.
And what did she say?
She said she'd think of us at Christmas.
Christmas? We need the money now. Oh, really, I don't know what to do. There's no one else to turn to.
There's the dean, my lord.
The dean? Oh, my dear Newt, it's no good going to the dean. He's just spent a fortune on his new security system.
But he's going to give you a donation of £25. He told me after Evensong last night.
Really? You know, Newt, I'm rather touched by that news. Not that it'll make much difference, of course. Oh, really, I don't know where I'm going to find £2,000.
We mustn't forget the power of prayer, must we, my lord?
No, Newt. But if an answer is going to be of any help, it should not be delayed much longer. Now, what have you got there?
The Afternoon Post, my lord.
Oh, more bills, I suppose. What's this? A letter from America?
Is it from Alistair Cook?
No, note it is not. It's from a Mr. William T. Stratton of the Museum of European Culture, Clifton, Texas. My dear Bishop, on a recent trip to Europe, I was fortunate enough to visit your beautiful cathedral and admire its many treasures, among which I was particularly interested to see the cloak of your founder. Cloak? What cloak's that?
It hangs above St. Og's tomb, my lord.
Really? I've never noticed it.
Oh, you must have done. It's on a hook and drapes onto the tomb.
Oh, that. I thought that was a dust sheet. We here at Clifton, thanks to the munificence of the late Mrs. G. Samuel Gruggenheim, a deeply revered former citizen of Clifton, are opening a new ecclesiastical department of this museum and should be happy to purchase this treasure from you if you are agreeable.
Oh, but my lord, we couldn't sell St. Og's cloak, could we?
No, of course not. Doctor, of course not. You know, I don't wish to appear rude, but really, the Americans seem to think that everything is for sale, don't they? We should be pleased to offer you the sum of $25,000, that is approximately £10,000 sterling.
Crikey, Moses.
£10,000? My dear Newt, our prayers have been answered.
Oh, you mean we can sell it?
Well, of course we can, Newt, of course. It would be quite wrong to hesitate under such circumstances. You know, Newt, the Lord moves in mysterious ways. To think that we could complete Hever House after all. Oh, this is splendid news. And you know, Newt, who is going to be more pleased than anyone?
The builder, my lord?
No. The dean. I only need 2,000. The remaining 8,000 will go into the cathedral fund. You know, I can't wait to see his face when I tell him.
Hello, the Palace and Dogs. Ah, good afternoon, Mr. Hutton. Really? How lovely. Yes, I'll tell his lordship. It's Mr. Hutton of the Gazette, my lord. He's rung specially to tell you a lady at the infirmary has just had triplets. Isn't that kind?
Oh, give it to me. Mr. Hutton? Yes, yes, I quite understand. I quite understand. As a matter of fact, our problem is solved. An American museum has made a most generous offer for one of the cathedral's minor treasures. Oh, a cloak believed to have belonged to St. Og. Yes, 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 we do feel that our prayers have been answered indeed. Oh, and Mr. Hutton, please convey my congratulations to the dear lady and her husband, would you? Thank you. Good afternoon. Anyone at home? Hello, Henry. Come along in.
Hello, Archdeacon.
Good afternoon, Newt. Well, Bishop. I finished it.
Finished what, Henry?
My contribution to the fund.
But Archdeacon, there's no...
Quiet. Henry, how very, very kind of you. Let's see what it is.
What is it, Archdeacon?
It's a piece of knitting. What's it for, Henry?
Well, it started as a bedspread, but I ran out of wool.
What are you going to do with it?
Sell it, Bishop, in aid of the fund.
How much is it, Archdeacon?
To you, Newt, only £5.
£5?
Henry, you're not asking £5 for this, are you?
Why, isn't it enough, Bishop?
Oh, it's far too much, Henry. You'll never get anyone to pay that price.
Mrs. Haywood nearly did. She was writing the check.
Mrs. Haywood? What was she going to use it for?
To cover the budgie at night.
Oh.
What, sir, made her change her mind, Archdeacon?
Canon Haywood came back unexpectedly.
Well, never mind, old friend. It's very kind of you to have gone to all that trouble.
Well, I hate to see a pal in a jam.
Ah, but I'm in one no longer, Henry. I have got the money.
Oh, an American museum wants to buy St. Og's cloak.
That thing over the tomb?
Yes, Henry, the very same.
Oh, I suppose it's all right to sell it.
Wait till you hear what they're offering, Henry.
$25,000, Archdeacon, which is approximately £10,000 sterling.
Really? Good gracious.
Henry, I believe I know what you're thinking.
Do you, Bishop?
Yes, you're thinking that our prayers have been answered, aren't you?
No, Bishop. I'm thinking they might like to buy my knitting as well.
My lord.
There's the dean.
Good afternoon, my lord. The door was open.
Of course, dean, of course. Do come in and sit down.
Thank you, my lord. Good afternoon, Archdeacon.
Afternoon, dean. Want to buy some knitting?
Knitting?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
The Archdeacon has made it as a contribution to the fund, dean.
How fortunate you are, my lord, to have friends prepared to rally round when you are in difficulty.
I am indeed, dean. And from what my chaplain tells me, you are here on the same errand.
Alas, no, my lord.
I have to disappoint you.
Why is that, Dean?
I've just been through the accounts for the chapter clerk. It seems the new security system has cost more than we anticipated. In fact, I may well have to increase the price of the guidebook yet again to meet the bill.
Well, Dean, now, how would you like to hear some good news?
Frankly, I should welcome it, my lord.
Well, then, read this letter. Well, now, what do you think of that?
Extremely insulting, my lord. It should have been sent to me.
But I'm the Bishop Dean.
And I am the Dean. The cathedral is in my charge.
Well, technically, yes.
Technically? If you look at the statutes, my lord, you will find that my powers are somewhat more than technical.
Oh yes. Well, of course, I didn't quite mean that to you.
I trust you didn't.
But you must agree that it is a most generous offer.
Possibly. Yes. It is, of course, quite unacceptable.
Unacceptable?
Well, even you, my lord, can hardly contemplate selling one of our most precious relics.
Precious? I wasn't even aware of its existence before today.
That doesn't surprise me.
If you think so highly of it, why is it stuck up there above his tomb?
Because it was placed there on June the 23rd, 1280, at the time of Bishop Ogg's interment.
What do you mean it's never been taken down?
Only once, my lord. In 1880, for the sixth centenary.
The what, Bishop?
The sixth centenary, Archdeacon. There were celebrations.
Really? I'm not surprised.
It was used in a pageant depicting scenes from the saint's life.
Yes, I wonder it didn't drop to pieces.
Considering its age, it is in a remarkable state of preservation.
Well, the clergy widows of this diocese are not. They've all worked too hard, too long, for too little reward. They need this home, and if the sale of this cloak enables us to give it to them, we can hardly, as Christians, refuse to do so.
It would be a betrayal of trust.
What? You mean you do refuse?
Certainly. It is out of the question. You will please write to this gentleman, as he has seen fit to write to you, and tell him that the cloak of the Blessed St. Og is not for sale. And now, if you will excuse me, I have work to do.
Oh, I suppose that you are going to rig up the insurance company, Dean.
Why do you say that, my lord?
Because if the value of this cloak has risen so steeply, you will no doubt wish to increase the insurance cover.
I cannot afford to increase the insurance.
Then won't you be forced to accept the offer?
Certainly not.
Ah, but surely, to have such a valuable thing underinsured is too great a risk.
There is no risk.
No risk? What about the danger of theft?
You forget the new security system, my lord. Oh. No one could get into the cathedral. There are heavy-duty rim locks and mortise locks with hardened steel rollers in the bolts on both the inner and the outer doors. Even the boiler house has a close shackle padlock with a heavy padlock bar. The cathedral is impregnable.
Oh, really, Dean? You make it sound more like Fort Knox than a... Well,
the security system of that establishment could hardly have cost more to install.
Oh, really? Look, Dean, as we both need money, wouldn't it be more practical to sell the cloak?
I'm sorry, my lord. That is out of the question.
But the builder's threatening to take his men off the site.
I'm sorry, my lord.
Oh, but what can I do?
We must not forget the power of prayer. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Fat lot of use that's been.
My lord, how can you say such a dreadful thing?
Because, Newt, we have all prayed. I've prayed, you've prayed.
Oh, I certainly have.
Even Henry here's prayed. What's been the result?
Our prayers have been answered.
Precisely, Newt, and answered by a miracle. And that stupid, bigoted, fossilized pillar of reaction is too blind to see it. Oh, what can I do?
Have a glass of sherry, Bishop.
That's a good idea, Henry.
Newt, of course, my lord.
Oh, the arrogance of the man. Saying the cathedral is impregnable. I know I shouldn't say so, Henry. But if a thief were to break in there tonight and steal that cloak, I must confess I should not be entirely sorry.
Why don't we, Bishop?
Archdeacon, what a suggestion.
Henry, of course we can't.
But we needn't take anything.
What do you mean, just break in? To show that it's possible.
Yes.
You know, that's not a bad idea. If we can prove to him the cathedral is not impregnable, he'd be forced to sell the cloak.
But my lord.
What, Newt?
It is impregnable.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten that. Well, look. I suppose all we've got to do now is to answer the letter to Mr. Stratton and throw his generous offer back in his face.
Though, Take it down, will you, Newt?
Now, my lord?
Why not?
Well, I was just going to Evensong.
Oh, all right, Newt. We'll do it when you get back.
But I shan't be back until 7, my lord.
Why not?
Well, I'm going to stay on and listen to Mr. Paddy Jones. He always plays until closing time on Wednesdays.
Oh, well, yes, of course, Newt. All right, we'll do it in the morning.
Thank you, my lord. I'll be off then. Goodbye, Archdeacon.
Goodbye, Newt. Don't get locked in, will you?
I'll try not to, Archdeacon.
What did you say, Henry? I said he mustn't get locked in, Bishop.
But that's it. Don't you see? That's the way to do it.
What do you mean, my lord?
That's the way to prove to him it's not impregnable. Newt, at closing time, you stay in the cathedral.
But the vergers won't let me. They're always most careful to see no one gets left inside.
Well, then you must hide.
But I couldn't. I wouldn't know where to.
Find somewhere. Use your initiative.
But what do I do then?
Wait until 9 o'clock. Then unlock the door of the lady chapel and let us in.
But you're not going to steal the cloak.
No, of course not. As soon as you've let us in, you run round to the dean and tell him that the Archdeacon and I want to see him inside the cathedral. Oh, that should do the trick, shouldn't it, Henry?
I should think so, Bishop.
Now, split. Off you go, Newt, or you'll be late for Eden.
Oh, I couldn't do that, my lord. I don't think you should ask me. I really don't.
I am not asking you, Newt.
Aren't you? Then who is?
The clergy widows, Newt. The great overexploited, underprivileged, unpaid army of the church. They are asking you. And tell me, Newt, are you able to refuse them?
Now, where can I hide? Ah, yes, the war memorial. Now, if I get down behind here, yes, this should do. No one can possibly see me here.
What on earth? Oh, it's you, Mr. Note, is it?
Oh, yes, sir. Good evening, Verger.
Good evening to you, sir. Quite comfortable sitting down there, are we, sir?
Yes, thank you. I'm listening to the organ.
Ah, yes. Well, sounds better down behind the war memorial, does it, sir?
Yes.
More like a stereophonic effect, I suppose. Yes, well, you know that we're closing up in a minute or two, sir, don't you?
Yes, I suppose we'd better be going.
Yes, well, let me help you up, sir, shall I?
Oh, thank you, yes. Most kind, yes.
There we are, sir. Yes. May I suggest, sir, you should bring a cushion with you next time, sir?
Oh, yes, I will. I will. Good night, Badger.
Good night to you, sir. Good night, sir.
Who is that, Fred?
Hey, oh, Mr. Newt.
Oh, what was he doing sitting behind a war memorial?
Oh, I don't know. Said he was listening to the organ.
Oh, did he? Don't say the bishop's been overworking him again.
Ah, that's it. He's finished. All right, come on. Lock up and home to tea.
Yeah. By the way, Fred, how's the car going?
Oh, better, thanks. Better, yes. Did I tell you what the trouble was?
The Verger's changing room. Yes, this should be all right. Here, just behind these surplices. Ah, yes, they'll never spot me here.
So they started in on the carburetor, is he?
Do you want to go to the changing room?
No, I don't think so, do you?
No, I'll wait till I get home. Come on, let's go.
Here, wait a minute, we haven't locked the door.
Oh, we have.
No. Ah, here we go, then. Boy. Ah, I'll settle that, then.
It certainly has.
Henry, we'll go this way, round by the cloisters. Just coming, Bishop. Ah, that's 9:15. Newt should have that door open by now. He's had plenty of time. Can you see him?
No, Bishop. It's very dark, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it? Ooh.
Newt? Newt? There's no sign of him.
Bishop, look, the door's open.
So it is, Henry.
Well done, Newt.
This will give the dean a shock, Bishop.
Yes, it certainly will. Impregnable, eh?
I can't wait to see his face. Now, where's Newt?
Perhaps he's gone over to the deanery to fetch him.
Oh, ready? Well, he might have waited till we got here. Still, never mind. Let's go in and look at the cloak. I want to see the object that's going to produce all this lovely money. Now, where is it?
It's up there, Bishop.
Where?
There, above the tomb. At least... it's not. Bishop, it's gone.
Gone? But how? How could anybody get it down?
With these. Look, a pair of steps.
What? Yes, and the gate of the tomb's been unlocked. But Henry, who would steal it?
I don't know, Bishop. No one knew it was valuable. did they?
No, well, oh, well, well, I don't know, Henry. You see, at least I did tell Mr. Hutton of the Gazette.
A journalist, Bishop. Was that wise?
Henry, you... What, you mean he could have told someone? But who?
Well, it looks a very professional job.
Well, so it does. I suppose it's a gang, Henry. It's not one of those international gangs, is it? Oh, I suppose it could be. How dreadful. Come on. We must go and telephone the police. We must get it back. I cannot lose all that money, Henry.
Bishop.
What?
Do you hear something?
No, did you?
There, Bishop. Listen.
Henry. The thieves are still here. Come on. We'll apprehend them.
Is that wise?
What do you mean?
Supposing they're dangerous.
Oh, yes, but why should they be?
Well, where's Newt?
Ah, Newt! You don't mean to say they've done something to Newt, do you?
I wouldn't be surprised, Bishop. Not if he's interrupted them.
Oh, poor Newt, we thought he'd gone to the deanery.
Oh, Henry, I think we'd better go and hide.
But where, Bishop?
Oh, here, come on, Henry, inside these railings. They'll never see us in here. We'll crouch down behind the tomb. Here they come, Henry.
One. Shall we tackle him?
No, Henry. He must be an ugly brute. He sounds it. Better not get involved. What shall we do? What can we do, Henry? We're locked in. And even if the cathedral is not impregnable, the railings round this tomb certainly are. We're locked inside St. Ogg's tomb, Henry.
Oh, I thought it was a nightmare.
Oh, if only it were. Still, it's 7 o'clock, Henry. Someone should be here soon.
Oh, I'm so cold, Bishop.
You're not the only one. Don't be selfish. But I fear both of us are in a great deal warmer than poor old Newt. That intruder looked an ugly brute, Henry.
Did you see him, Bishop?
No, but I heard him breathing. I fear for the poor boy. I really fear for him.
Listen. The door.
At last. Oh, look. It's the Dean.
Morning, Dean.
Good morning, my lord.
My lord?
Archdeacon?
What are you doing in there?
You may well ask. We've been locked in.
All night.
But by who?
A thief, Dean.
A thief? What thief?
The thief who's taken the cloak.
Impossible. I locked it away in the verger's changing room myself.
You did when?
Shortly after 9 o'clock last night.
What were you doing here at 9 o'clock last night?
You're talking about the insurance worried me, my lord. I decided not to take any risks.
Well, then it must have been you who locked us in.
You said he sounded an ugly brute.
I certainly locked this gate.
Then perhaps you will now be good enough to unlock it.
Huh? Oh, yes, of course, of course. Mm. Yeah. But why didn't you speak to me?
Because we thought you were a thief.
I have told you before, my lord, it is impossible for anyone to enter the cathedral. It is impregnable.
Then how do you think we got in here, Dean?
Yes, I must confess myself puzzled, my lord.
Hmm. By the simple method of hiding in the cathedral before closing time.
You hid in the cathedral, my lord?
Well, of course I didn't, Dean, but my chaplain did.
Then where is he now?
No, I haven't the faintest idea.
My lord.
Oh, there you are, Newt. Newt, is that you?
Yes, my lord, I'm here.
But where have you been?
I was locked in the verger's changing room. They just let me out.
Who locked you in?
Well, on the second occasion, it was you, Dean.
Well, Newt, I'm sorry, but if you engage in such a foolish and ill-considered prank, you have only yourself to blame. And if you will forgive me saying so, my lord, the same applies to you and the Archdeacon. Now, I must get the cloak and replace it.
It's all right, Dean. I've got it here.
Ah, good, good. Give it to me. Now, if you will just hold the steps, my lord.
Yeah, but do you think it's safe to put it back
there? Of course it's safe.
Yeah, but nevertheless, Dean, three people got into the cathedral last night without your knowledge.
Yes, by a trick.
A trick familiar to every common thief.
Yes, Dean, anybody could do what we did.
If they were stupid enough.
This is most disturbing. I must reappraise the security system.
Oh, I shouldn't bother if I were you, Dean.
What else can I do?
Wouldn't it be simpler to sell the cloak, Dean?
Sell it, but I...
Yes, you see, with the money you could afford to insure the cathedral properly, Dean.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, yes, there. Oh, very well, my lord. I suppose you are right. I agree to sell the cloak.
Oh, you won't regret it.
I shall always regret it, my lord. It is heartbreaking to think of the blessed St. Ogg's cloak leaving the cathedral after 700 years.
But, Dean, don't you think he'd have been pleased it was being sold for clergy widows?
No, Newt, I don't.
But how can you say that, Dean?
Because in the 13th century, my lord, clergy were unmarried. And now, if you will excuse me, I have to meet the Chancellor. Please, will you take this cloak, my lord, and send it to the museum?
Of course, Dean, of course, yes.
I could not bring myself to do it. Good morning, gentlemen.
Really? So this is what all the fuss has been about, to think anybody would give £10,000 for this.
But it is rather remarkable to think it was actually worn by St. Ogg himself.
Oh, I suppose so, yes, Newt. It's certainly very well preserved.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Oh, how interesting. Look, here's a label.
A label?
Yes, a 13th century label. You don't often see one of those, do you?
You certainly don't.
What's it say? W. Clarkson and Company, Theatrical Costumiers, Drury Lane. Crikey, Moses!
Well, what does this mean?
They must have sent the wrong one back, Bishop.
Oh, Archdeacon, after the pageant in 1880.
That's right, the sex celebrations.
The sex centenary, Henry.
Oh,
really, but why, Henry, should they have done that?
I say they are overexcited.
But what can we do? I mean, we're never going to get £10,000 for this.
I'm afraid not, Bishop.
Really, how very disappointing. After all we've been through, the discomfort, the privation, and then to find that the wretched thing isn't genuine.
Oh,
come on, Henry, let's go and get some breakfast.
Good idea, Bishop.
My lord, what are you going to do with the cloak?
This?
Oh, I don't know. What should we do with it, Henry?
I have no idea, Bishop.
Put it back! Put it back, my lord!
Oh, but Dean, do you think we should?
Ah, yes, my lord. There is no longer any need to sell it.
That's lucky.
But what do you mean, Dean?
The Chancellor has just shown me this headline in the Gazette. Must Cathedral lose treasure for £2,000?
Oh, dear.
Have you any idea how this Gazette got hold of this information?
Well, yes, I am afraid I am to blame, Dean. I inadvertently mentioned it to Mr. Hutton.
Then you have saved the day, my lord. The Chancellor has been inundated with calls from people anxious to help. They are starting a Save the Cloak campaign. Indeed, there is a queue of tourists at the west door now waiting to see it. We must put it back at once, Arthur.
We can't do that, Dean.
I tell you we can. The money has been raised. Lady Hawley alone has promised £2,000. Please put the cloak back
I
at once.
I am afraid I cannot do that,
then,
Dean.
If you will not, I will, my lord. Quick, Newt, hold these steps.
But, Dean, we mustn't, you see.
Will you be silent? What? This is intolerable. Am I to get no support?
Serve him right, Henry. But, Dean, I insist upon telling you about this cloak.
Must I tell you again, the cathedral and its contents are my responsibility.
Oh, well, of course, Dean, if you put it like that.
I do. There, my lord. Now, what have you to say to that?
Nothing, Dean, except...
Except what?
Just that the Lord moves in more mysterious ways than I'd ever imagined. Don't you agree, Henry?
I certainly do, Bishop.
And so do I, my lord.
Now come this way, ladies and gentlemen, come this way. And here we have the tomb of the blessed St. Ogg, 1213 to 1280. Now above the tomb may be seen the saint's cloak. This cloak is hung here for 7 hours.
Thank you, sir.
Gassing Gators, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Dean, John Barron, the Chaplain, Jonathan Cecil, the Verger, Derek Giler, the Second Verger, Robin Brown. The Bishop Beats the System was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Apps. The program was produced by John Dias.
Next Monday at 6:15, the Bishop entertains.